Without further ado, let's begin. Jane, take it away.
All right. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. BJ, I'm just going to start out with a quick question for you as we're heading into Live Miami next week. How are you using Live Miami to prepare for the Masters this year?
Well, obviously, yeah, Live Miami, we're playing Doral, which is fantastic golf course. I feel like it's going to be good preparation just going into Augusta, just as far as it's tough, it's long. You gotta use all of your clubs in your bag. You got to hit quality golf shots. So, you know, it's kind of the, you know, obviously Augusta is different, but, you know, toughness wise, I feel like it's fairly similar. You know, it's one of those golf courses where you need to take advantage of the par fives. But yeah, it's just, I think it's good prep. I like the golf course. I've always liked the golf course there. And, you know, it's anytime you're playing a challenging golf course going into a major, it's going to be good prep.
Great. Thank you. Okay. We'll move on to WPBF 25 News.
Hey, Dustin, you've had a lot of success at this course as a team and individually. What is it about it that you've thrived on?
To be honest, I don't know. I've always liked the golf course. I think it sets up good for me. You know, it's a golf course where you have to play well. Like, you can't fake it around there. You got to hit quality golf shots off the tee into the greens. You know, it's just, I've always liked tough golf courses, and, you know, it's one of the tougher ones we play.
Great. Was that CBS or was that WPBF that asked that?
Jane, that was WPBF.
Okay, great. I think CBS News has come off of mute now. Do you have a question for DJ? No? Okay. We'll move over to Bob Herrig from Sports Illustrated.
Okay. DJ, thank you for the time. I think you might have alluded to this a little bit last year, or maybe earlier this year, where, you know, you were a little disappointed in your play in the majors last year. Obviously, you had a pretty good tournament at the U.S. Open, but have you done anything differently? I know going into the Masters last year, you were still coming off a back issue, kind of, and that maybe you weren't where you wanted to be. But is there something that you had to change? Do you look back and think that there were some things that you could have done differently?
I mean, yeah, obviously last year I struggled a little bit. You know, didn't play near as well as I'd like to, but, you know, this year, obviously getting off to a little bit better start. I feel like the game's in really good form. And, you know, to be honest, just, you know, putting in a little more work, you know, just wasn't pleased with my results. Just, you know, putting in the effort, I think, is the biggest thing. And, you know, so, yeah, I just wasn't happy with the way I played. So I'm working a little bit harder this year.
Have you been there this spring yet, or do you plan to go before?
I've not. I might go up later this week for a day, or, you know, maybe practice, you know, go fly up one morning, play, spend the night, and then play the next morning and come back.
Very good.
I don't know yet.
Thank you. Thanks, Jane.
Karen Curtis from iHeart Media Miami. Jack from SB Nation.
Hey, DJ. You know, obviously you won in 2020. Do you feel close to replicating that form you had that fall when you smashed all the records at Augusta?
I mean, obviously I was playing very good. And, you know, that week I played, you know, very well all 4 days. But, I mean, I see signs of it. I mean, I feel like the game is trending in that direction. Am I exactly there? I mean, I think it's, you know, it'd be hard to get back to as good as I played that week. But am I playing good enough now where I can have a week like that? Absolutely.
Is there one part of your game that you're focusing on in the next week or so to get ready for Augusta?
I mean, you know, Augusta, Doral, you know, they're courses that demand all parts of your game be very solid. So not really one part of my game I'm focusing on. I mean, I always spend a lot of time, you know, working on my wedges, which haven't been, I would say, as sharp as they are when I'm playing really well. So definitely, you know, I spend a lot of my time on that, but, you know, obviously, but still have to work on all facets of the game.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Thank you, Jane.
Hey, Ira Kaufman.
Dustin, since you joined LIV, you got a chance to play on some of the world's greatest courses, ones that you weren't playing when you were on the PGA Tour. Talk about how playing on these different courses all around the world has sharpened your game a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. It's always good to, you know, I traveled and played, you know, a little bit all over the world. Obviously, I do that more now, you know, being on LIV. But, you know, I enjoy going to new places and playing, you know, different golf courses and learning new golf courses. You know, I'd say, you know, probably one course that, you know, really stands out that, you know, I never played and probably would have never played if it wasn't for LIV, but is Valderrama. I think that course is fantastic and, you know, can't wait to go back there this summer.
You're on.
Sorry. I'm just wondering, you've talked a lot about, you know, how beneficial it is to have extra time off and how LIV has sort of provided you with that. I'm wondering if that's helped you at all on the course and if it's hindered you in any way as well.
No, I don't think so at all. I enjoy it. I think it's great to have an off season. You know, obviously this off season, you know, it's great too, cause I get to be at home and be a dad more, you know, at long periods of time. You know, I coach baseball, I coach basketball. So, you know, that's been a blessing. And then as far as golf and training wise, it's nice to have an off season to get some work in and, you know, actually have the time to implement any changes if you are changing some stuff. So, where you're not doing it, you know, kind of on the run. So and yeah, then, I think it's beneficial in both aspects.
And then have you gotten a chance to see John Rahm's Champions Dinner menu? And do you have any initial thoughts on it?
Hey, Steve Keating from Reuters.
Hi, Dustin. Yeah, I'm just wondering how much you're looking forward to getting to Augusta this year. After there was some turmoil last year a little bit, and vibe is probably going to be really probably more relaxed, more normal this year. And I was just wondering, are you looking forward to seeing how your game stacks up against golfers that you don't regularly get an opportunity to play against these days?
I mean, I've played with all of them for a long time, so I know how my game stacks up against them. But yeah, for me, I mean, even last year, you know, going to Augusta felt normal. It's not, you know, I've stayed close with all the guys that, you know, play the game. So, you know, especially all the guys that I've always hung out with. And, you know, living down in Jupiter, Florida, I think, you know, half the world of golf lives down here. So I see the guys all the time. But yeah, I mean, I'm always looking forward to playing the Masters. It's something that I look forward to every single year and, you know, honored to play and honored to be a champion. So I'm definitely looking forward to going back.
Thanks.
Okay. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post.
Hey, Dustin, how you doing? Dustin, when you heard that Joaquin Niemann got the invite from Masters, did you feel about that? Did you feel it was a little bit of a breakthrough and that they're doing the right thing? And then to follow that is, how do you get more guys deserving from LIV into the majors?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think Waco getting invited to the Masters, I think that's great. I think he's played well enough that he deserves the, you know, a chance to compete. Obviously, it's still always up to Augusta and their tournament committee to decide who they invite, but he's a great player. He's played really well. He's gone and played, you know, events to try to get, you know, say his world ranking up other than LIV events. So, you know, I think he's done all the right things and he's played well in those events. And yeah, I'm very happy for him. And, you know, I was happy to see that Augusta gave him an invite.
Thank you. Thanks, Jane.
Mike McAllister.
Hey, DJ, just wanted to ask you, yesterday, Bill announced that Tim was retiring as caddy, which basically leaves, I think, you and AJ as the lone brother act on LIV. Obviously, you got Patrick and Kessler, but I'm just curious how much of an impact AJ has had and how much fun you've had with him being along this with you on this ride that you've had the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's been awesome. You know, from when we started, I think, you know, he might have caddied for me somewhere, but when we started was actually Australia. We played Perth, and then our next event was the WGC Shanghai, and we ended up winning. And so, yeah, I mean, having my brother on my back, getting to travel the world with my brother, you know, on the golf course, you spend a lot of time with your caddy. And so it's been awesome to share all these experiences with him. And obviously, it's only, you know, made us closer. And yeah, it's, you know, but it's been great. And, you know, I love it. I love having my brother on the bag. He's a fantastic caddy. Obviously, from when he started till now, he's, you know, he's become one of the best caddies out there. But yeah, he puts in just as much work as I do. And so, you know, it's always great for me, you know, having my brother on the bag. You know, he wants it just as much as you do. So, you know, it's been really cool, and I've really enjoyed it. And I'm pretty sure AJ will be on the bag until I quit playing.
One last question. How much more do you rely on him now versus when you guys first started together?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously he's got a lot more knowledge and knows the game, knows my game. We've been together for at least 10 years, maybe 11 years now. So, yeah, definitely can rely on him a little bit more, especially if it, you know, if I'm not feeling it, or, you know, if I'm struggling with something. And, you know, definitely rely on AJ a little bit more from when he started, because I didn't rely on him at all.
All right. Thanks, DJ.
Here we have Len from Pro Golf Weekly. No? Okay, we have time for one more then. If anyone wants to raise their hand. Ira, go ahead.
You talked about, Dustin, about your schedule now that you have more time, but that you're known for great physical fitness, exercise. Have you adjusted with your trainers anything in terms of what you've been doing late that you have now have more time to get yourself even in better physical condition for golf?
No, I mean, obviously – I mean, I train kind of the same all year long. Obviously, in the off season, you might do a little bit more like heavy and or you know, whatever. I mean, I kind of rely on my Joey D to kind of put together those plans. But yeah, no, we, you know, it's nice being at home, and then obviously Joey travels with me pretty much everywhere. So we train on the road just like we do at home for the most part. But yeah, I mean, it is nice though to be able to have time to, if there's certain parts of the body that need extra attention, to put the work in.
Great, Doug.
Dustin, the majors have always been the, you know, the four biggest events of the year, and it's been that way for a long time. The fact that we have everybody together now four times a year at the moment, how much more elevated or special or whatever does it feel?
I mean, to me, it's still the same, because it's still, you know, there's still the four events that, you know, I mean, obviously you want to win. I want to win every golf tournament that I'm playing in. Obviously, it doesn't happen and it never will. But the majors are just they're always going to be the kind of the pinnacle of the sport. And yeah, it's, you know, and it's, you know, the four times a year that we're all together playing. So it is. I don't know. Maybe it makes them even a little bit more special.
And then also, Scottie Scheffler's on a big run, and I couldn't help but think of you back in 17 when you won Riv and Match Play in Mexico City. Did you ever feel unbeatable back then? Even though you just said you don't win every tournament.
Obviously, I never felt like I was unbeatable, but I felt like, you know, when you're playing that well, and like for me, I know if I'm playing my best, then I don't feel like anyone can beat me. If that makes any sense.
Believe it or not, it does.
Okay. But yeah, it's not, you never feel, I don't know. I never felt like I was unbeatable, but when I'm playing my best and I'm out on the golf course or, you know, playing in a tournament, I know that no one can beat me.
And DJ, last for me, just circling back to Miami, we've got 13 players next week playing in Miami that are going to compete at Augusta. What do you think the fans can expect when they come out and watching you guys all prepare?
I mean, I think, you know, Miami is a big, well, every week's a big week for us. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a great week. You're going to see a lot of good golf. And, you know, you know, prepping for Miami, you know, you're going to see a lot of guys out there grinding and working hard, especially the guys that, you know, are playing the next week at Augusta.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. We'll let you get back to your practice and we'll see you in Miami. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.